Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. I'm a little tired, but that's okay. God get the glory. I just want to talk a little bit, a quick, 15 minutes about transformation, about sometimes it takes people a little bit of time to transform. You know, I know sometimes we think, we look at people and we say, oh, God, she ain't got over that yet. Oh, God, he ain't got over that yet. But it takes people time. Everybody doesn't. And let me just be clear, the process does not just be the same for everybody. Transformation must take place. And also, just while we're talking about transformation, you that are listening to me, Pure Periscope, invite other people to come. You that's listening to me, Pure Blog Talk Radio, invite other people to come on. You know, we're talking about transformation. And one thing about transformation, you know, God is a God of season and time. Most of all, season. You know, our timing is never his timing. We as people, we always say, she ain't changed yet. She's still doing the same thing she did back in 1996. She doing the same thing she did back in 1980. She still talked the same way. He still talked the same way. But let me just share this with you, beloved. One thing about God, you know, he's a God, a sovereign God. And one thing about God, he will change people. Stop trying to change people. Please type that in, send that on Facebook. Stop trying to change people. Let God change people. We are not God. I wish we would just stop. Please stop. Please stop. Have several seats. Stop trying to change people. Let God change people. Because when God changed them, trust me, it's a done deal. But if you continue to try to change them and not allowing God to do it, then it's going to make a mockery of his spirit. God doesn't need your help. Tell somebody, God doesn't need my help. He don't need your help. I know you want to help, and I know you feel you should help, but God does not need your help. What he do need you to do is pray for those. Pray for those individuals. Just don't sit and think, oh, okay, because you don't feel that their attire hasn't changed, or the way they look hasn't changed, or the way they feel hasn't changed, or they haven't changed. That doesn't mean they haven't changed. That just means they haven't changed in your timing, right? That doesn't mean they have not changed. It just means they haven't changed in your timing. Transformation, when God does a true transformation in a person, everything about them changes. Every single thing about them change. Every single thing about them changed. It's not one thing, two things, three things. Everything changed about them. That's why we shouldn't try to do God's job. We should stick to our job. And our job is to pray for each other, to lift each other up, not to condemn each other. You know, transformation. Let's talk about Paul. Apostle Paul, before he was Apostle Paul, he was Saul. Everybody knows that. One thing about it, he didn't change instantly. If you read your Bible and you don't read it, study it. I take that out of the atmosphere. Study your Bible. Don't read your Bible. Study your Bible. If you study your Bible, you will know that Apostle Paul, it took a minute before he transformed. He actually was one of the people ridiculing Jesus. He was actually one of the people that was sitting saying, oh, y'all talk about this Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Stop. He was killing people for talking about. You know how people kill you if they say you black and they don't want you to say you black? You know, back in slavery, you say all black people, they kill all black people and stuff like that. If you're black, you know, you have to sit in the back of the bus or you can't sit at the counter and stuff like that. That's the same way Paul was killing people. He was killing people, the one that everybody mimicked now today. He was killing people, but God transformed him. Yes, he did it. It took God to transform him. Man, is no way man could have done that. Man could have not, it's no way. The man was doing everything he thought he was big enough, bold enough to do. He was killing the Christians. He didn't lay out his life for nobody, but he was killing everybody else. And one thing about God, that's how he do it. And I'll tell you about some more people in the Bible that God transformed. He also transformed Esther. Esther, when she went, she thought she was all this, you know, they say she was beautiful, like gorgeous. She was like a Halle Berry, gorgeous. I think Halle Berry is gorgeous. She was gorgeous. But God had to bring her down. Look what's going on with the people. You so big and bad and bold in the palace, but you're not seeing what's going on. And God had to speak to her heart, and she transformed, and she said, I'm going to lay down my life for these people because these are my people. This is where I come from. I come from the hood, so I can't be acting all biggity. She was transformed. And another one that God transformed, Peter. Peter wasn't so receptive of Jesus. He didn't say, oh, you the Messiah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No, he did not. Matter of fact, even when the man died on Calvary, they were dragging him to Calvary. Peter denied him. He said, before the clock struck three, you are already denying me, Peter. Peter denied the man and walked with the man. So he still wasn't completely all the way over. You know how you go to a salesman and the salesman trying to win you over with the car? But you're not completely sold. Peter was always sold. So he wasn't transformed. But when God transformed Peter, good God Almighty, when God transformed Peter, let me tell you something. He was a transformed man because Peter ended up being the best preacher. He had the best revivals. I'm telling you, God did something really powerful in his life. Am I talking to someone? Hallelujah. Peter did some of the best things he could do. Hallelujah. He was transformed. Hallelujah. One thing about it, God bless you. One thing about it, let me tell you about somebody else that was transformed. We talk about transformation. And when I teach you about this transformation, let me tell you something. Then you'll stop judging people. You'll stop being so hypocritical of people. Because even me, I'm being transformed right now. I haven't made it. If I made it, I would not be on Periscope and Blog Talk Radio because I'd be in the heavens of heavenlies and I'd be with my Lord and Savior. So I'm still in a transformation process. I'm still in the process chamber. I'm getting processed every day, every minute, every hour. I have not made it. We have to stop acting like we made it. We have not made it. Glory to God. We are being transformed every day. Let me tell you about Adam. The father of the promise. Before Adam became Abraham, he was Abram. I'm going to get back to Adam. Abram, God had to speak to him. Let me tell you something. He was a little doubting brother. Yes, he did. You know, he was like, Lord, whatever you want me to do, God, I'm going to do it. He was talking with his lips, but his heart was so far from it. God had to talk to Abram, and he said, listen here, and I'm going to put it in layman terms so you know, those that's listening, share this with somebody. Share this broadcast tonight, because I'm telling you, somebody going to get this. They're going to get this in their spirit. Abram, before he became Abraham, God put the ham with it because his name was Abram. This is another person that God transformed. God transformed him because he was a little doubting. You know, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his works. So God had to keep speaking to his heart because he would always go back and say, I don't know about that. You sure? Are you sure, man? You're positive. So God had to change him, even from the time of his firstborn, and he was way up in age, like what we consider today in 2016. He was old, ancient, him and his wife Sarah. And they had their first, you know, they had their firstborn together. He had already had another child. That's another topic. But the thing is, God transformed him. Yes, he did. That's another one that God transformed. I'm going to tell you about another person. I can go on and on because there's 66 books in the Bible, so I can tell you about all the books. Hallelujah. But let me just tell you about some more that God transformed. I'm just going to give you a little nugget. I'm not going to be on here long because we're coming back tonight at 8 o'clock. We're going to be praying for Flint, Michigan. It's a lot going on with the weather. The water is tainted. The water is messed up. They need water up there. Hallelujah. I've been getting inboxes from people saying, please pray for us up here in Flint. So we're going to pray tonight. I want you to invite everybody you know, everybody you think that might want to get on, even if they don't want to get on. I want you to invite them to come on. We're going to pray for Flint, Michigan tonight at 8 o'clock because I got to do Bible study at 7. Glory to God. But let me tell you about somebody else that's transformed. Another person that was transformed in the Bible, John the Baptist. John came out powerful. I'm telling you, he leaped in Elizabeth's belly before he even got here. He came out saying, oh, my God, this is the Messiah. The Messiah is coming. He talked about the man before the man got there. Do you know John the Baptist actually baptized Jesus? He was transformed as well. Let me tell you about somebody else that was transformed. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said we was born in sin and shaped into iniquity. So we was born in sin. Nobody came in this world saved. Don't let them tell that tale to you. Nobody came in here saved. We all came sinners. And once we believed that Jesus is Lord and we asked him to forgive us of our sins, then we got transformed. Then the process began. Did the transformation take place? It was baby steps. It's still taking baby steps. The transformation, I just want to share with you, transformation is so powerful because we must stop judging people. It will take God to transform people. I'm not going to be on here long. I thank you so much for coming on. I just want to give you a few nuggets tonight. Glory to God. We only on the air for 15 minutes because when I don't have a guest, I only stay on 15 minutes. Glory to God. I thank God for all of you. God bless you. Keep you. Glory to God. And may he take you into the highest heights and to the deepest depths of him. I want you to meet me tonight. Tell a friend.